Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio today, the Reverend Alexei Shepelev. Good morning, Alexei.
Morning. Доброе утро.
Very good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wish I spoke Russian.
Well.
Maybe you could teach me today.
Yeah, you can say Доброе утро.
Доброе утро.
Yeah, it's good.
Very good. What did I just say?
Good morning.
Good morning in Russian. Well, Alexei, you serve with the Apple of His Eye, Russia, Apple Rus.
Yes.
Tell us about Apple of His Eye, Russia, Apple Rus.
Well, you know, we began our ministry in 2004, mm-hmm. and our main goal and priority to reach out Jewish people for Christ, and we mainly focusing on working with the Russian-speaking Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we mainly work in the three countries, Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus. But also we work in any part of the world mm-hmm. where we have Russian-speaking Jews. Because, I was able to preach to the Russian-speaking Jews in the United States, in Norway, in Israel, and in dozens of European countries.
Mm.
So...
Let's talk about your story for a little bit. Where did you grow up? Tell us about where you grew up and the life that
well,
you
Well, actually, I born and grew up in the Soviet Union,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a Jewish believer.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents neither go to the church or to synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
However, when I was a 9-year-old boy, I have a heart attack, and my mother decided, I believe, my Jewish mother actually,
mm.
decide that I have to go for the baptism. And she says, if there's God, he will help my son.
Huh.
I believe it's just the Holy Spirit put this word to her mouth and to her heart. And in the night before the surgery, I pray first time in my life, and I say, God, if I survive, I'll become your minister. So we certainly have a kind of a deal with the God. So God fulfilled his part of the deal. I'm still here. Later on, I fulfill mine, become his minister. So I'm serving as a Lutheran pastor since 2000. I used to serve in Moscow for 14 years. I'm a Moscowite originally, my wife too. However, we moved in the last July, we moved to Crimea.
Mm-hmm.
It's land used to be part of Ukraine,
uh-huh.
and become a part of Russia.
Sure.
So we remain doing our Jewish work there, and also we are start new congregation. We have no Jewish connection, just a regular Lutheran confessional congregation called St. Andrews.
Very good. So born into a Jewish family, a family with Jewish roots, with
yeah.
a Jewish background, and then as God saw fit, brought you into a Lutheran confession.
Yeah.
Where did you study?
Unfortunately, I'm a self-taught.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go through the theological study and education by myself.
Mm-hmm.
However, I have a lot of help from LCMS World Mission, missionaries back in Moscow. So it's they spend a lot of time. So within a couple months, I have to go through the whole seminary and course.
Wow. What does it mean to have partnerships with other Lutherans from around the world, with LCMS and other brothers and sisters?
Well, you know, here you don't feel like you're kind of alone.
Mm-hmm.
You can find any LCMS church, any kind of LCMS churches in St. Louis in a couple miles. So we kind of opposite, you know. For example, a nearest Anglican church for me... It's about 600 miles.
Wow.
So, and when we connect with LCMS, we just feel, you know, we're not alone in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important to have a fellowship, as the Bible says. It's so good to be for brethren together.
Mm-hmm.
So
indeed.
Yeah, so it's kind of a really unique, and you know, actually, I personally was really blessed by LCMS in Moscow. I live in Moscow because he have a good friends, people who teach me, and you know, later on, I can say majority of LCMS missionary who was in live in Moscow, they was my parish members.
Tell us about what are the opportunities for for reaching people with the gospel of Jesus, particularly those with a Jewish background in Russia and other and surrounding areas?
Yeah. Well, I can say, you know, sometimes people get confused when I say that. They praise God for communism because during the communist time, people was not able to confess their faith. So in Russian-speaking Jews get so secularized. So they have no clue about Judaism. And as a result, if they have any spiritual need, they first will think about a church rather than synagogue.
Hmm.
So, and I believe it's a unique situation when God uses a bad thing for good purposes, and we just have a blessed number of Jewish believers, especially among Russian speaking. I can tell you in Israel, before Russian immigration, or what they used to call Aliyah, started, there was only couple hundred Messianic Jews, and now it's they're talking about probably 30 or 50,000. So
wow.
Within 20 years.
Hmm.
And we still have a unique opportunity to reach out Russian speaking Jews not only in our countries like in Russia or Belarus or Ukraine, but elsewhere, because there is a tremendous number of Russian speaking Jews here in the United States and Europe.
Hmm. So the opportunities are certainly are great for telling the good news of Jesus.
Yeah, and I believe you know only one thing: what we have to do, we should not wait to do that.
Now is the time.
Yeah,
tell us about some of the things that that Apelrus is doing these days.
Well, actually, we are focusing very much on the Jewish evangelism and how we do that. It's first of all for the personal witness, and then to taught Christians how they can reach out their Jewish friends and neighbors. And also we print a lot of materials, like we print Shalom magazine every year. It's have 3,000 copies each time. And also we have a Mashiach Info newspaper. And also we start a couple of years ago new project called Mashiach Info Messianic Radio Station. And actually, we was number one in the Google search for Messianic Radio for a few years. Well, now we have a competition from Israel. Certainly, they have a little bit more money than we are to doing things a little bit better. However, you know, it's not an issue of numbers and rating, but...
Now, is all the programming in Russian then?
Yeah, well, actually, we have two channels.
Mm-hmm.
We have music channel, which is most popular.
Uh-huh.
And also, we have a sermon channel, where we have sermons, devotions, Bible studies, different audiobooks.
What kind of music do you play on the music channel?
Well, we play different Messianic music in Hebrew, English, Russian, even Spanish, in Yiddish. I was able to find some songs in Yiddish too. So, yeah, that is probably most popular. Right now, I can say, you know, within a few years, when we broadcast, we have 3 million hits.
Wow.
And in the good days, our approximate number of listeners was like 200, 220 people a day. Was not bad for internet radio.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Very good. And that's on Mashiach.info, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
Now, are you an on-air host?
Yeah. Well, technically owner. Technically owner, because it's all that it's registered on my name.
Well, glad to hear that that God has blessed the work that you all are doing, so that the good news of Jesus can reach so many people, and that there are great opportunities to tell that good news of Jesus. How can our listeners find out more about your work and with Apelrus?
Well, right now we don't have it English version of the webpage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on that. Well, if you just put it in Facebook, Alexis Shepelev, you can find me.
Mm-hmm.
pretty easy. If you saw a guy fully vested in staying in front of congregation, it's me.
Alexei Shepelev, very
and
good.
And also you can come to our webpage, and there is a link to our email and Skype.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I will work it out to have our English news webpage too.
Very good. Very good. And how would we find you at mashiach.info?
Yeah. And also you can, if you check uh-huh. at the end of newsletter, there is my email and Skype. You can.
Okay.
You can read that.
Sure. Apple Roos, APPLERUS at YANDEX.RU.
Exactly.
All right. Very
You're
good.
Doing much better than me.
Your Skype address, Apple Roos, APPLERUS. There's your Skype address.
If you guys like to contact me, you're more than welcome. You know, you can find me online. You can find me online a lot of time.
Very good. Thank you so much for being our guest today, the Reverend Alexei Shepelev with Apple of His Eye, Russia, Apple Roos. Thanks so much for being our guest on His Time.
Oh, thank you, sir.